just as an introduction, this is the Sefer Orchos Tzaddikim. Orchos Tzaddikim was, believe it or not, written by an unknown author. It goes back approximately 400-600 years. He is definitely after the Rambam, because he quotes the Rambam. But when exactly it was written, nobody seems to know. But it has been accepted through the generations as one of the classic Musa works. And as you can see from the first opening pages there, there are many chapters, and he goes through the different midos, the character traits, haughtiness and humility and joy and daiga, kas, anger, jealousy, eagerness, all of the traits, down to the very last one, Yirah Shamayim. And it is certainly, like we mentioned, been accepted as one of the greatest of the Musa Sfarim, and so we will try to tackle it. So this is Thursday evening Musa Shir, and this is Shir number one for Orchos Tzaddikim. So let's begin in the Hakdamah, the introduction. Now please, gentlemen, don't view the introduction as an introduction to a secular book. The introduction, more often than not, of a Sefer is as important, and maybe sometimes more important than the Sefer itself. So let's not underestimate the fact that it is called merely called an introduction, a Hakdamah. Let's see what he says here. Page Aleph. Sof Dava HaKol Nishma. He begins with quoting Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men in Koheles. Sof Dava HaKol Nishma. The end of all is everything is heard. As so Elokim Yirah. Fear Hashem, as mitzvot of Shemor, and keep his mitzvot. Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Because that is what man is all about. Now, that's the simple, basic course translation of the words. But, of course, we need to delve into the deeper meaning. And from there, we learn much Musar, of course. So number one, Sof Dover HaKol Nishma. Everything is heard. The Sephorno, one of the great commentaries, of course, on Tanakh, says that all was heard on Har Sinai. And therefore, a person is obligated to fear Hashem. In other words, lest a person think, well, what does this have to do with me? I mean, I don't have to do this stuff. I mean, after all, when was this told to us? No, HaKol Nishma. Everything was heard on Har Sinai. That's the Sephorno. The Metzudas David takes it one step further. The Metzudas David says that all that man does is heard in Shamayim. Therefore, fear Hashem and keep his mitzvahs, because that's what man is all about. Now, this is an extremely important item that we just mentioned here in the name of the Metzudas David. And it's an amazing thing. There's a Me'iri in Tehillim. All those who may want to look it up, it's in Perek Tzadik Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that says that Hashem not only records our actions, but he records our thoughts. And allow me, please, to quote the Targum, because sometimes there are people who think I make these things up. I couldn't if I wanted to. Now, you know that Panasonic and Sony do a very good job in recording our actions. I mean, there was a time, some of us sitting around this table remember, that it was a foreign idea to lift up a machine, film something, and see it a moment later. And now, of course, we have the video camera these days, DVD players. But what they don't have yet is recording our thoughts. They're working on it. Bill Gates is working on it. But they're not there yet where you can point a camera at someone and literally not only record his actions, but record his thoughts. So a person may think to themselves, fine. So they're recording my actions and they're recording my thoughts. Who cares? Now, this is not meant to scare anybody, because there are two ways to react to what I'm about to read to you, and that is depression, and that's what we don't want, because once we get into a mode of depression, that is the greatest weapon of the Yetzer Hara, because once a person is depressed, he can turn and twist us and bend us in any direction he wants. So the worst thing a person can allow to happen to himself is depression. This is meant for encouragement, because if we have a sense of understanding that somebody is looking out for us, so to speak, then it encourages us to act in a proper way and not do what we're not supposed to do. So on this pasuk in Koheles, Sof Dover HaKol Nishma, listen to the words of the Targum. I'm reading, it's not in the Sefer here in Orchos Tzaddikim. I'm just reading the Targum. This is Aramaic. Sof Pisgam, the end word, after all said and done, in other words, is abed bi alma betzina, anything that a person does in private, in the privacy of his own home, behind closed doors, in other words, kolo ad kola asid leisparsima ulish tamaa lechol b'nei enosha, eventually will be publicized, advertised, and heard by all people in the world. In other words, think of it this way, gentlemen. Imagine if we exited our house one morning and standing at our doorway was a camera crew. You can appreciate that, right? A camera crew. And they say, sir, we're going to film you this entire day, and at the end of the day we'll hand you the DVD, the cassette, and you can play it on at your own leisure. Imagine what kind of day we would have. I don't know about anybody else. I would, boy, what an impeccable day I'd have. Not a word of Lashon Hara. I'd be careful with my brachos. My Shemot Esrei, my davening would be the greatest. My Kibbut Av Va'Em. I'd be so careful to look where I'm supposed to look and not look where I'm not supposed to look. That is, even if they're going to hand the cassette to me, and that's only recording my actions. Now, let's magnify this a bit. And not only am I going to get the cassette to play for myself in my own living room at night, but they're going to invite the whole neighborhood to the show. They're going to watch. Wow, imagine what kind of day you're going to have then. It's incredible. Everybody's going to watch your show. By the way, if there's any consolation, gentlemen, just like they get to watch your show, you get to watch their show. I don't know if it makes you feel any better. But at least it's some comfort to know that we will be able to watch others. I don't know if you're interested or not. But according to the Targum, it's literal. Everything that we do is recorded. Everything that we think is recorded. And this is the Meiri. And of course, with that in mind, the rest of the Pasuk follows very simply. Once we know that everything is recorded, it encourages us. Then the Pasuk Koheles and Shlomo HaMelech can say, Elokim Yirah, fear Hashem and keep His mitzvahs. Now, before we go any further, we have to review something that I think was mentioned around this table many times. Anytime in Chazal, in a Pasuk we say the word Yirah, fear, it doesn't mean fear as in trepidation. It means fear in terms of recognition of the awesomeness of God. Hashem does not want us to be afraid. Just the opposite, as we're going to see at the end of the paragraph, Hashem wants us to be besimcha, joy, happiness. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. We say in the davening every morning, Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. Okay, so let's continue. So fear does not mean fear, it means just the recognition of who Hashem is. And by the way, gentlemen, we live in a world where it is so easy. Hashem is handing it to us on a silver platter to recognize who He is, His power, His glory. And you have all the technology that we have today. I mean, a person's got to be a complete... I don't want to call him an imbecile, but it's like... It's incredible how technology has allowed us, at the push button of anything, these signals are sent across the world. I mean, of course we can attribute it. That's the test, the Chofetz Chaim writes. The test is that we can attribute it to technology. On the other hand, we can say it's min hashamayim to push a button and to be able to record something or to send messages. So when we read this pasuk, we have to bear in mind, Yirah, es Elokim Yirah, fear Hashem, doesn't mean fear Hashem. It means recognize Hashem. And according to the Ramban, incidentally, the Elohim Yirah, this pasuk means believe. In one's heart, he has to recognize the greatness of Hashem. And the next phrase, Ves Mitzvos of Shemar, that according to the Ramban means B'maseh, in action. In other words, it's one thing to recognize Hashem in our thoughts. And there, you ever hear the phrase, a Jew at heart? You know, I refer to them sometimes as cardiac Jews. Yeah. Right? Oh, they have wonderful thoughts in their hearts, you know. But when it comes to action, keeping Shabbos and keeping kosher and putting up the mezuzah and wearing the tefillin and lighting the candles, you know, that's the b'maisa. That's, according to the Ramban, is the second part of the pasuk, es mitzvos of shemar, to keep the mitzvahs, literally and physically to keep the mitzvahs. What's the rest of the pasuk? Ki zeh kol ha'adam. Because this is what man is all about. I just want to quote the Mayam Loes here. The Mayam Loes says that the capacity to fear Hashem, in other words, like we're explaining now, to recognize the greatness of Hashem, is given to all mankind. In other words, some people attribute the fault that they don't live the way they should is because, well, it's not my thing. I wasn't given the gift. Every person has different talents, of course. That's understandable. Why Hashem chose that this person could be a good in music, and this person's good in art, and this person's good in sports. You know, we don't know how he runs his world. But one thing for sure, that this pasuk is telling us, according to the Me'ar Maloi, is that everybody, short of no one, is capable of recognizing the awesomeness of Hashem. Ki zeh kol adam, that's what man is all about. And Rashi says, that's why man was created. So if a person wonders, you know, and by the way, I did a survey, you can try it sometime. I didn't do a major survey, but years ago I did my own little survey. You ask people on the street, and you're talking about even Torah observant people, and certainly those who are not Torah observant. Why are you here? Why did Hashem put you on this world? And you get different answers. Some people will say to take care of a family, that's not bad. Some people say to make money. Some people say who knows what. But we see in this pasuk, Yizek al Adam, man was created to recognize the awesomeness, the greatness of Hashem. By the way, ultimately, the real reason we're here is to perfect our character. The only way that a person can perfect his character is by recognizing Hashem. Because if we don't recognize Hashem, what use is there for any growth? Only if we recognize Hashem, then there is an impetus for a person to want to grow. Now let's continue. Zeha pasuk Amaro Shlomo HaMelech. This pasuk was said, of course, like we mentioned earlier, by King Solomon, by Shlomo HaMelech. V'hu haya chacham mikol ha'adam. He was the wisest of all men. V'haya melech al ho'elyonim v'al ha'techtonim. And he was the king on the uppers and the lowers. Now the lowers, of course, means the earth. What does the uppers mean? Rashi says it refers to Shadim. Don't ask me too many questions about this gentleman. I don't know what Shadim is. The best translation, of course, that we know these days are demons, perhaps. Shadim, according to some Mefarshim, Shadim are those, whatever they are, that cause us to sin, perhaps, or give us our punishments. But Shlomo HaMelech was so wise that he had a connection, he had an understanding, a deep understanding of not only what goes on here on the earth. We know already, I'm sure everyone here is familiar with the fact that he was able to relate to the animals. He was able to understand their language. But he also had a relationship of some sort with the Shadim, the Elyonim. Why does the Aruch HaTzaddikim tell us? It's important to know how great Shlomo HaMelech was. Why? Look at the next line. V'achasheroa kol hamasim. And after he had seen everything there was to see. V'nisa kol hadvorim. And he experienced everything. Like they say in the vernacular today, been there, done it. Right? V'ahudia le'olam kama chachmos. And he informed the world of many wisdoms. Chosam kol tevara v'yomar. He signs his words and he says, Sov kol davar, after all said and done, hu yiras Hashem. After all said and done, what is left? Just to fear Hashem. That's what we're here for. And take a look what he says now. V'chein hiskel b'mishlei. The same Shlomo HaMelech began his Sefer Mishlei similarly. Yiras Hashem reishis da'as. And this was what you were referring to before, I think. Yiras Hashem reishis da'as. The beginning, Yiras Hashem, fear of God, is the beginning of knowledge. What does that mean? Yiras Hashem is the beginning of knowledge. Ah! So that's why we have to learn the Mefarshim. Rashi on this pasuk says, what does he mean that Yiras Hashem is the beginning of knowledge? So Rashi says, Yiras Hashem is a prerequisite for wisdom. Because if not, if a person does not have Yiras Hashem, that means he doesn't recognize the greatness of Hashem, listen to this, he will despise wisdom and Musar. He won't even get to wisdom. And he certainly won't get to Musar. That's what is meant, says Rashi, that Shlomo HaMelech says, that's why we need Yiras Hashem, because a person is fearless, meaning has no interest in recognizing who Hashem is, then why do anything? Why grow? Why should I accomplish anything in the world? I mean, who am I doing it for? I have no essence. I'm here just for my own sake, for my own pleasures. So there was absolutely no growth. There's a tremendous chiddush that Rashi's telling us here, that Shlomo HaMelech means. That it's a prerequisite. You can't move without it. Yiras Hashem. That's why, incidentally, one of the things we say right in the morning is Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Right in the beginning of the davening, when we wake up in the morning. Some people, in fact, say it even before they leave their houses, on the way to shul. They don't wait until they get to shul to say it. Because how can I start my day without the Yiras Hashem? Without recognizing the awesomeness of Hashem? V'ilu, right after the parenthesis, I'm sorry. V'siyem. V'siyam, and he ends. And listen to this pasuk, gentlemen. Isha yiras Hashem, he tesalo. A woman who is God-fearing, she is the praiseworthy woman. Now, of course, this is a pasuk which is the opposite, the antithesis of the world that we live in, the society that we live in. A woman gets praised these days by how she looks, the blonder the hair, the bluer the eyes, you know, the nicer the looks. That's praiseworthy in our days. And Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, who's been there, done it, he says, Nishke Shtoigen, Nishke Floigen. Isha Yiras Hashem, you want to find a praiseworthy woman? Isha Yiras Hashem, he tesalo. And it's amazing how the world has turned and twisted this around. That what turns heads? Physical looks. By the way, I just want to mention that there's a Medrash Tanchuma. A Medrash Tanchuma that says, I'm going to quote the words, G'nai Godol Hu Le'isha Kesha'am Mistaklin Ba. It is a denigration for a woman that men gaze at her. We think just the opposite. Sometimes we even have a sort of like a good feeling when we're walking with our wives or with our daughters, and they're looking great, and other people are looking at them. Hey, you feel like I got a proud feeling. I have a feeling everybody's looking at my wife. And the Medrash Tanchuma says it's a denigration for the woman. Why? Because the essence of a woman is humility. And to be fancied up for her husband, not for the outsiders. So although we give the impression that everybody's looking at her, and she gives us the impression that she's enjoying every minute of it, she's on stage, she's on display, what's happening in her innards is just the opposite. Because the makeup of the person, the manufacturer, Hashem, who's the manufacturer, who manufactured the product, he understood what they're all about, what makes them operate, what makes them succeed and fail. So if we're going to be mistaken at a woman, if we're going to praise her for her physical beauty, then it's a denigration to her. It's worse for her. So don't put her down. Now please, don't get me wrong, gentlemen. This doesn't mean that a woman should not look like a mensch. You go out into the public, you can't wear a shmata. You have to look presentable, of course. You have to look nice. But the beautification of the woman, she should look nicer for her husband. And it happens to be in the world that we live, it's just the opposite. In the house, present company excluded, of course, but in the house, you know what I mean, you know, outside when they go out, whether it's to a party, you know, they're dressing up with the makeup and all the stuff, you know, hey, so everybody's looking at them on display. In their house, they're wearing some kind of robe, you know what I mean? And here, we're finding out it's just the opposite, that if anything, it's a ganai for others to gaze at her on the outside, but in the house. Now, of course, be careful how you, if you're going to repeat any of this to your wives, please, gentlemen, be very careful. And whatever you do, don't quote me. Okay. V'ilu adam acher. V'ilu adam acher ha-yamazir la-olam al-yiras shamayim. If anyone else aside from Shlomo HaMelech was to give us these instructions, la-hoyu devar mekubalam al-olam, nobody would pay attention. Why? Because people would say, Avur Shein Lo Inyan Achar, this person, aside from Shlomo, of course, has nothing else to do with his time. Vahu Panui, he sits idle. Lekach Mazir al Yiras Hashem. So listen, he wants to make a speech, so he gets up there and he makes a speech about Yiras Hashem. Ah, that's if somebody else were to say it. Ela Shlomo HaMelech, but since we're talking about Shlomo HaMelech, Shehaya Asher Mikol Adam, he was the wealthiest of all men. Ketziv, and he proves it from a pasuk. Vayiten HaMelech es hakesev b'Yerushalayim kavonim. Stones in the streets during the time of Shlomo HaMelech were like avonim. The gold was like stones, silver rather was like stones. By the way, the Mefarshim explained, the Me'am Lo is explained because there were so many gifts that people brought to Shlomo HaMelech when they came to visit. It was such an overabundance of gifts that it was like we see rocks and stones in the street. So number one, he was wealthy. And he was the wisest of all of HaMelech, and he was the king. How do we know he was the wisest? Vayechkam mikol ha'adam. He was the wisest of all men. By the way, the Me'am Lo'ez on this says again, what made him so wise? Aside from the fact that he was actually and literally wiser than anyone else, he seeked out the advice of all others. And the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Eizehu Chacham, who was the real Chacham? Halomei Mikol Adam, someone who was willing to learn from others. That's the real Chacham. Anytime a person feels that he's on a pedestal and there's no one can teach him anything, that person has no potential to become a Chacham. So that greatness of Shlomo HaMelech is that despite the fact that he was so great, he would still seek out the advice of others. Okay, let's continue. So, since he was this kind of person, lo no'eh lomar, for him it is proper to say, as opposed to a pauper, by the way, the Kohelet, Medrash Kohelet, Medrash Rabban Kohelet says, as opposed to a pauper who doesn't appreciate the value of wealth, since Shlomo HaMelech could appreciate it, he is okay for him to say the next word, pasuk, which is a famous pasuk, havel havolim hakol havel, nothingness of nothingness, everything is nothing. Ve'ein lasok ela bedira beyira shemayim, and the only thing a person should involve himself in is in yira shemayim. By the way, this does not mean that a person should sit all day and all night, not go to work, not make a living, and just contemplate yira shemayim, the awesomeness of God. That doesn't mean that. It means that everything that we do in the routine of our day should be with the backdrop of Yira Shamayim. We go to work in the morning, we're thinking to Hashem, what in my workforce, what in my workplace can I do to sanctify the name of Hashem? If I'm going swimming, it's going to make me more healthy so I can serve Hashem. When I eat this meal, I can make myself... We elevate all the mundane actions that we have in this world, we can elevate for the service of Hashem. That's what he means here, that Ein Lasok Ela B'Yira Shamayim. It means that everything in the backdrop, in the back mind, in the back room of our mind, even the forefront of our mind, it should be this. Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem Shal Yerosh HaNavi Yemomar. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who was the head of all the prophets, he said the following, Israel, and now Jewish people. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach. What is Hashem requesting of you? Ki im liyiras Hashem Elokecha. But only to fear Hashem. Now it's interesting, by the way, that just imagine this for a moment. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's last days of his life. His final drasha, his final sermon, so to speak, to the Jewish people. And he is saying these words. Why? What's so important? That he says, what does God seek out from you but to fear Hashem? That is because everything about the rest of the Torah is encapsulated in this Yiras Hashem. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is making a big fuss at the end of his life to have Yiras Hashem. Because once a person, like we said earlier, has the recognition of the awesomeness of God, then he is ready to set a course throughout keeping the rest of the Torah. You understand? That's what it is. By the way, the Gemara learns out, the Gemara Brachas, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, learns out from this the concept of Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyira Shamayim. Everything is from heaven except for Yira Shamayim. In other words, everything that we gain in life, if you're getting your paycheck tomorrow, gentlemen, please, don't think it's our doing. This is Mira Shamayim. Of course, God runs the world according to the laws of nature. If you go to work, you make a paycheck. But really, ultimately, is Bidei Shamayim. Chutz Miyira Shamayim. Recognition, Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, that's the only thing that a person himself has to accomplish in life, has to develop, and that's what it means. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach, what is God asking of you? That means there's only one thing. Everything else I take care of, Hashem says. But there's one thing I ask of you is Yiras Shamayim. Finally, at the end of the paragraph, Echein David HaMelech Olav HaSholem Omar, David HaMelech says, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, the beginning of wisdom is Yiras Hashem. So, what does this mean? And it's an amazing thing, by the way. It's scary to say what David HaMelech is saying in this pasuk. The Radak, the interpretation of the Radak, says without Yira, without a person, without Yira Shemayim, without recognition of the awesomeness of a God, he is so fragile, and he will deny and ignore all the miracles that are recorded in the entire Torah, because you can swipe away anything. The splitting of the sea? Well, who knows? You know, there's a lot of talk out there now in the media about global warming, right? Global warming. I read it a little different. I think it's global warning. Not global warming. It's global warning. That Hashem is sending us the message loud and clear. You know, but you can see the splitting of the sea if a person is not God-fearing, and he can explain it away in any scientific term he wants. And the most miraculous things in the world could happen, and doesn't it happen to us, gentlemen? How many of us sitting here, ourselves, I mean, not ourselves, we're above, beyond this, but how many people think that the fact that they're able to sit on the chair that we're sitting is no big deal? It's no big deal. What do you mean? Of course, science. What do you mean? The chair that we're sitting on is a combination of atoms and molecules. Oh, and atoms and molecules are put close enough together, they form a solid. Well, try taking ping pong balls, 1,000 of them, suspending them in the air and sitting down on those ping pong balls. What's going to happen? You're going to fall right through. There's absolutely no reason of logic to believe that we're sitting on this chair and we're not falling through. God decided that when you put molecules and atoms close enough together, they form what we refer to as a solid, and that's why we're able to sit on it. And when you drop something in the midair, it falls down. We call it gravity. Now, of course, you pick up a cell phone and you push buttons, and thousands of miles away, somebody can respond to the phone call. Of course, you can attribute it to rays and satellites and all this stuff. Of course, that's the test, says the Chafetz Chaim. Will we attribute it to technology, or will we look at it and say Yiras Hashem? And that's exactly what the Radak means. We're seeing it in our days, gentlemen. It's what the Radak says. The Radak lived hundreds of years ago, and he's saying to us that if a person doesn't have Yiras Hashem, if he doesn't accept the fact and recognize how great Hashem is, and the fact that he's orchestrating and engineering everything that's going on, then anything that happens in our lives can be explained away in scientific terms. So that's why the importance of this. You know, they tell a Meiser of Yeshua Lev Diskin, Yerushalayim lived in it, was the great sage of Yerushalayim in the early 1900s, who regularly walked around whispering something under his breath, and finally somebody asked him what he's whispering. And he said, I'm whispering the words, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. I recognize God before me always. Why are you doing it for? What are you doing? Because that keeps me, prevents me from sinning. You know, you can spend an entire day not recognizing God. You know, and who knows what we do. You know, imagine if God is on the forefront, Hashem is on the forefront of our mind constantly, regularly. Boy, it's like the video camera we mentioned before. So that elevates the person and brings his actions to a loftier level, of course. Okay, gentlemen, we'll resume next week. Em Yetzer Hashem.